the Earth Guard, the planet's most powerful heroes united in the common goal of protecting the innocent people of planet Earth and defending them from threats of all kinds. From the guard tower, their base of operations, they watch over the citizens and spring into action at any sign of danger. To that end, the guard takes shifts monitoring events all over the globe. Sooner or later, they all have to take a shift of guard duty. This week, Broadband and Mr. Fahrenheit in Stranded in the Clouds.
Where the astounding heroes, the Earth Guard... No.
Don't stop now. It's a masterpiece of subtlety. It cannot be better crafted.
The stupendous Earth Guard...
I stand corrected.
...took down the wicked Sysops in the midst of... their devious plans.
To drink coffee. Devious.
To enslave mankind. Okay. Now the fun part. As the official Earth Guard press secretary, it is my solemn duty to inform you...
that our team has been compromised.
...that while in Earth Guard custody, awaiting transfer, the villain Dragon Drop...
...was murdered by a psychopathic villain who infiltrated the Earth Guard, masquerading as a hero.
Kicked it, snuffed it... ooh, bought the farm. Became deceased. Became dead? Killed. Killed! Became killed.
By Suspiria. Hear me? Suspiria.
Was the possibly
Argus is Suspiria.
Beneficial.
Are you
to
even
society.
Listening?
The Earth Guard.
Please
would
just
like
hear
to
me this once, you giant douchebag. The Argus
apologies
is Suspiria.
For breaching.
She's infiltrated the Earth Guard.
No murder of bad guys policy. Thank you. Mr. Fahrenheit out. Bam! Got that bitch done. One draft. Frame. Spell check.
I am in need of repairs, duh.
God damn it! Mr. Fahrenheit to Broadband. What the hell, man?
I'm sorry, I'm just running a little late. I'm almost there, I swear.
Chop chop, man. Got a press conference to hold. You know I've been alone on guard duty for like half an hour, right?
Not exactly alone.
I know, and I said I'm sorry. I'm dealing with some personal business, but
personal business? You don't see me up here calling people, trying to get my album released on another label, do you? No. I do that in my spare
blah,
time.
Blah, blah, blah.
It's called being
oh, like you know anything about professionalism.
Maybe you should Google
nitwit.
It. You invent
Google
the internet
yourself.
Anyway.
No way. I'm sure you do,
I'm heading for the teleporter now, all right? I'll be up in 10 seconds.
You'd better be. Mr. Fahrenheit out. God, what a jerk.
All right, that's it.
Ow! What the hell? That's a brand new shelf.
Only we kept heavier books around.
See, I'm here. I told you I was on my way, and here I am. Now, what's the emergency?
Spell check isn't working on the brain frame.
He's an idiot, Bob. He was an idiot when I died. He's still an idiot. That is a news.
I'm sorry. What?
The brain frame? You know, the giant computer thing with the big villain database and all the crime-fighting stuff in it that you built?
Which you want to use for a spell check? You know, I could bring you a dictionary.
Ooh, I know just the shelf to keep it on.
I don't need a dictionary. My mind is a dictionary. That's not the point. The point is that the brain frame is supposed to assist us in our duties as the planet's most powerful heroes, and I can't even proofread a text file properly.
Some of us have other jobs outside of the Earth Guard, you know. I'm the CEO of a Fortune 500 corporation. Sometimes that takes up my time.
Oh, boo-hoo. Everybody is busy. Fact is, you've got exactly one job on the Earth Guard, and that's to maintain and fund the guard tower and all our equipment and technology. As press secretary, I not only have to call and give press conferences, I have to write my own speeches, which I do magnificently, do all that, you know, spin doctoring stuff, and take questions from the press. Do you see me sleeping on the job? Dragon Drop dies last night, and already here I am, speech in hand, with the press corps gathering at our DC office. Do you want to go down there and face them? Do you want to tell them why the Earth Guard let a prisoner in our care die? Because if you just say the word, we could trade places. Bear the brunt of the public eye on your back, like the weight of the world, and I'll sit at home and play with my remote control toys. How's that sound?
Oh, please. And you'll start paying for the guard, will you? We're a little more expensive than a pack of brewskis, right, Bob?
Broadband?
Bob?
Broadband, I'm talking to you. Are you there? Did I give you a heart attack?
Not a chance. You can take more than that. Believe me.
Hi. Sorry about that. I had to run for the bathroom for a second. Did I miss anything?
What? All right, that is it. I'm tired of not getting any respect around here, goddammit. I'm the official press secretary of the Earth Guard, goddammit. I don't like being treated like some boneheaded nitwit.
Well, then you should stop.
And don't even say a word to that, thank you very much, goddammit.
I just needed
to... No! You walked out on me in the middle of me talking as if what I had to say didn't matter. Well, you know what? What I have to say does matter. And so maybe I'll just leave you alone with your broken computer there and talk to someone who cares. Maybe you've heard of them. They're the American public.
Elijah,
no! You blew it, Bob. You've crossed me for the last time. You have anything to say to me? You can go through my agent.
I thought your agent dumped you
And I guess you'll have to wait until I get a new one, won't you? I don't think Stallion isn't going to hear about this. I've got a press conference to give.
Well, that was... awkward.
They always fall for the old bathroom gag.
Oh, you bastard, Bob. I've missed you.
Just you and me again, eh, Unit? Maybe we should work on the old brain frame. Spoke too soon. I should take this. Hello?
Oh, God, Bob, if someone doesn't hear me soon, I'm gonna go crazy. I'll just have
to... Just make it happen. We'll work it out.
Okay.
Have them call me,
let me just think
about
this.
Great.
There has to be something I can do.
There we go.
Obviously, no one can see or hear me since I had Captain Fantasy shroud me in dreams when I went back in time. Well, no, not exactly true. Captain Fantasy can see and hear me, but he's chained to Suspiria's bed being tortured.
Who put gum in here?
I wrote something on a piece of paper, but Voodoo Lady saw it blank. I tried spelling it out and spilled pretzels. No one noticed. Dr. Fast cleaned it up. I could try... an email? But they'll probably just delete it as spam. Come on, there has to be something. Villains have beaten Captain Fantasy before. There has to be something that can break one of his dream spells. Brainframe, give me a list of everyone who's defeated Captain Fantasy.
I am in need of repairs.
Now, why did you say that, girl?
He heard that? He heard that! He heard the Brainframe talking to me. Brainframe, bring up keypad interface and activate vocal control.
Activating.
Activating what? You really are in need of repairs.
I am in need of repairs.
I know. I'm working on it, girl. I'm working on it.
Here goes nothing.
Broadband.
Hello?
Oh, thank God. It's working.
The Argus is Riolicious Scaria.
What? How is that possible?
She created him as a means to infiltrate the guard. She killed Dragon Drop and Lady Luna and orchestrated the death of Gazmask, and now she has Captain Fantasy prisoner and is torturing.
That's outrageous! I won't stand for it!
That's my Bob!
We can stop him, if we tell the Earth Guard about...
Who am I speaking to?
This is Fool. I am not dead. I had Captain Fantasy enshroud me in dreams so I could not interfere with the past, but now I've been attempting to...
Well, I don't care what the board of directors says. The other Bolesky child is getting a full scholarship as well.
What?
So make it not look like it's fixed. Set up another dummy corporation or offer a new scholarship for that if you have to, but this child is getting a free ride at the school of his choice if you had to slip it to him in 20s under a truck stop table.
No. You heard me. You heard me, Bob.
That's completely unacceptable. No.
God damn it!
Then you go right back and try again if you want to keep working for me. Call me back when you've got something worth me hearing.
Oh, Bob. I need you. I really need you.
Sorry, girl. I had to take that. Now, let's see what... Hang on. How did that monitor get cracked? That wasn't there before. Must have been... Oh, no one's around. Odd. I'm usually so observant.
Jordan D. White, with Michael D. Mikulski as the narrator. Elijah Weber as Mr. Fahrenheit, Derek McNish as Broadband, Tong Wang Wong as Prologue, with theme song by Michael D. Mikowski.